Hey, you at home, thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What kind of stupid show is this?
This is stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's not stupid.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
Actually, she's a girl.
It's not that kind of show.
There is nothing more entertaining.
Oh, that radio show.
Us, yes.
I'm ready.
Showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Everything okay in your kitchen this morning?
Did they just call us crazy, first of all?
Well, we are. Everything okay in your
it's
kitchen?
The cheapest.
Should we talk about this?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
It went well.
It's coming up.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You said things come in threes or something yesterday. We have to ask Karina, how's your kitchen this morning?
Well, you avoid the hat trick of stove and kitchen issues by having leftovers.
Yay! So you just warm something up.
Yes, it was a very quiet evening.
Let's stay on the meal plan here. I wanted to ask you, do you eat breakfast? These are the things we learn about each other. I eat breakfast every morning at 4 a.m. Do you or?
I don't. And my mom and I at lunch, we're just talking about this. She's like,
okay,
you haven't eaten all day yet? And I'm like, no. And she's like, I don't know why you don't eat breakfast. But it's just a thing. Like when I wake up, I'm usually not very hungry.
I, however, have always eaten breakfast. So I posted a picture of heart-healthy red strawberry Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was a big deal. It blew up on Facebook. People say, I gotta try those. Were they good? And all this. And it kind of turned into a thing. So I thought, I'm about two bowls deep into this box. But I think next Tuesday, Karina's going to try strawberry Cheerios. Strawberry banana Cheerios.
Well, you saw my post comment. I was in Walmart walking around and I see Fruity Pebbles Mrs. Butterworth syrup. And I was like, no. And it's red, too.
Yeah. See, it wasn't so much that it was red. Cheerios are healthy for your heart to begin with, and now they're shaped like hearts. I thought they were cute, and they are pinkish reddish because they're strawberry. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, you know, I'll give it a shot. But you people were like all over this Facebook post, you know, and it kind of made me laugh, including my own daughter. My kids
she called
never,
you out.
Yeah, my kids never post on my Facebook, and here my youngest, the one in Baltimore, said, Dad, aren't you supposed to take the picture before you eat the cereal? Which is pretty funny because
you didn't
if you
know the rules.
Yeah, you look closely at the picture and you do see the bowl with pinkish milk. It's like strawberry quick now or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have to eat the cereal and there's maybe a few random Cheerios floating there. So she called me on it and I hit her back with, hey, it was 4 a.m. I was hungry, you know, but we may have a try a Tuesday coming
That's
up.
That's how Cocoa Puffs were for me. I'm not a huge milk person. So when you're done, it's like chocolate milk when you're done.
Yeah.
So then I would be able to drink the milk.
So you have your breakfast and then
mm-hmm.
You go to the ice cream bar. Almost.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
And coming up on this show as well, we have to address the Washington Commanders. What the hell kind of name is that? I mean, come on.
I poked a little fun and said they're going commando, but
yeah, right. Well, you know someone's going to make that joke, right? And Tony Kornheiser on ESPN yesterday said they always shorten names, so are they going to call them the Commies?
Oh, Lord, that's going to open another can of worms.
That would be a bad thing. Anyway, late night TV, Seth and Kimmel comment on the Commanders. It's on the way next.
With Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Washington football team announced that it officially changed its name to the Washington Commanders, as in Rams 37, Commanders 3.
Commanders sounds kind of like an action movie where Dolph Lundgren and Sylvester Stallone join forces to defend their assisted living facility, right?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Enter the Washington Commanders.
The anticipation, the wait is over. 2 days after I got this job, we became the Washington football team.
Yeah.
And here we are now on 2/2/22, the Washington Commanders.
A date that shall live in infamy. What a dumb name. I'm sorry, but
I mean, it wouldn't have been my choice. Yeah, it wouldn't have been my choice, but
Generals was cool because Washington, George Washington was a general. The Washington Generals, when they said they were the Washington football team, I thought, oh, here we go, European soccer, right? I thought it was dumb, but then I kind of started to get used to it. I was like, all right, you know, the Washington football team.
I think they should just be the Washington Apples.
Apples?
Yeah, Washington
Apple blossoms?
Like Washington apples.
Or no, cherry blossoms. No, what kind of tree did he cut down? See, I don't know.
Oh, that's the cherry tree. I just mean Washington apples, but that's a good drink, too.
So get ready, Commanders fans. Are you going to command?
We're
going to
command this game.
Yeah, as Seth said, everyone else, 37, Commanders, 0. My name's Tom.
I'm Karina.
And I promise we won't talk sports for the rest of the morning.
It's Morgan in the morning.
94KX.
Today's viral comedy cuts remind me so much of my mom. If I laugh, tell me to stop because I'm literally laughing at my own mom. Now, your mom is younger, right?
In her mid-60s. She's retired.
Mid-60s? Mm-hmm. I could have, like, taken her to the prom back in the day, right? We're like, almost
She's older than you.
I know, just by a few years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So picture my mom. She'll be 85.
Right.
She's not really hip on new things.
Mm-hmm.
New things that you and I would probably say they're not really new.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
A woman takes her mom out to a restaurant pub, and it says, order through the QR code on the table, so mom talks into it.
Mom, yes. You got to order through there.
Okay. Can I have the scotch and coke?
The poor mom is picking, she picked up the table tent, a little card on the table, and she, yeah, I like the cheeseburger. My mom would do that, and it's sad.
I love you, Mom, but you would totally do this.
Exactly. Viral comedy number two. Grandma doesn't like when she catches a shoplifter.
You gonna pay for that? When?
So here's the manager talking to the shoplifter at a Walmart. Then Grandma steps in.
You hear the wicker purse? The wicker purse.
Oh, the
like
wicker
in
purse.
Golden Girls, Sophia Grandma. Always whacked everybody with her wicker purse.
Grandma, let him have it.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
So here's what I could tell you if you are ever going to consider shoplifting. Make sure Grandma's not in the store. All right? WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Did you hear me promise that we weren't going to talk sports?
Yeah, but this is a whole different level, though. I mean, it's the Olympics. I mean, yeah, they're like bionic people. I don't even know how they do some of this stuff.
It's on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
I did promise, didn't I, not to talk about sports? I did. After we did the Washington Generals thing, wait till tomorrow.
Well, and it's hard to say today, tomorrow, because they're like 18 hours ahead of us.
How about that hockey game last night? The women's hockey team. Shut up, man. It's not on TV till tonight.
Subtract 4, divide by 2.
And you know the adorable Kevin that we work with? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's another one because he's so Olympic dude that, like, as soon as you even mention the Olympics, music comes out of Kevin's ears, right? And it's like, Kevin, take it easy. He was actually on a Zoom meeting with me a couple weeks ago where he superimposed the Olympic flag behind his head.
Where'd you get that torch?
Don't even say that. The man should not be allowed to play with open flame, okay? But, yeah, so that's a great point. I wanted to talk about events and stuff, but what do we do at the Olympics? Do we talk about every morning on this show, talk about what happened? Or do we have to wait until tomorrow to talk about what happened yesterday when it actually happened today?
You're confusing me.
I'm confusing myself. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know.
Well, I know that they, like I said, they're not human. It's not like sports. They're on a whole other level. They spend 4 years of their life eat, sleeping, and breathing this stuff.
And how do you eat, sleep, and breathe two-man luge?
I know.
I'm kind of wondering.
Let's stack two people on, like, a board and send them down a icy road. It's, well, like, what?
Yeah, back when he was little, Billy, he liked to lay on top of his brother on a sled. So look what he's become. That didn't go anywhere where I wanted it to, but it was...
It went somewhere.
Let's just go to the news.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. Next.
Late Night TV is coming up next. Jimmy Fallon has not one, but two topics. One is Nassau, and one is shopping malls.
94KX. 94KX.
NASA just announced that it will retire the International Space Station in 2031 by crashing it into a remote part of the Pacific Ocean. The plan was put together by the new head of NASA, Vin Diesel. Malls across the country have been filling empty retail spaces with surgery centers. That explains the story I saw the other day called Appendectomy and Fitch.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
And go! It's another Tom and Karina Birthday Buddies. We feel bad. And Lynn Hall is still sitting at home.
Licking her wounds.
Yeah, with that COVID protocol. So she enjoys the celebrity part of this so much that
she knows them all.
Yeah, exactly. She's great at this. So anyway, let's take a look at the celebs. Warwick Davis. Now, this isn't one I expect anyone to know, okay? Warwick is 52 today. He's 3'6". Okay, if I mention Willow, maybe Professor Filchwick. You know, when I mention Harry Potter, you're going to say 3-foot-high Harry Potter. Oh, I get it. I know who he is now. Or he was the leprechaun in the first four Leprechaun movies. Warwick is
not a Potterer.
52. No?
No.
You didn't come
I've never seen
that?
A Harry Potter movie.
Wow. Yeah. So you're the one.
Yep. Okay. I'm the weirdo.
That's fine. Hey, Nathan Lane is 66 years old today. There are people that say I look like Nathan Lane.
You do.
And it's like, okay, so I say he's my brother. Morgan Fairchild is 72 today.
Wow.
Dave Davis from the Kinks. L.O.L.A. Lola is 75 years old today. And NFL great Fran Tarkenton is...
That's
82.
Incredible.
Yeah. Do you know Fran Tarkenton? He's a great quarterback. Anyway, those are the celebrity birthdays.
We have
local celebrities.
Yeah.
And we call them...
Birthday Buddies.
There you go. Let's take a look. Oh, my goodness. Alicia Mack. Is that the one that works here? She's 29 today.
I was just thinking that, too. Beverly Miller is 63.
Caitlin Powell from Sunbury is 31.
Happy birthday to Cheryl Delsite. Sorry. Yeah. She's 60 today.
All right. Happy birthday, Cheryl. I know her. Emily Hans is 39 years old today.
Happy birthday to Jacob Meyer from Mifflinburg. He's 51.
Jennifer Wise from Port Trevorton. Lordy, lordy, Jenny's 40.
Keith Sloth is 69 today.
Michelle Treese is 47.
Michelle Reddish from Northumberland is 55.
Happy birthday to Paige Rogers from Northumberland. The nifty 50.
Scott Meyer. I wonder if he's related to Jacob Meyer from Mifflinburg. He is 51 today.
Happy birthday, Sherry Heckman, rather, 53.
Stacy Mall, happy birthday from Lykins. She is 43.
Stephanie Green from Sunbury, 44 today.
And Terry Reichenbach from Seals Grove is 47.
Happy birthday to Teresa Willow from McClure. She is 36 years old. And what are you doing on Facebook Messenger
we
over there?
We have two that popped in. Brian Klopp from Northumberland is 34. Happy birthday. Also, little Taylor Rhodes. Happy 8th birthday, sweetheart.
Really?
Yes.
8 years old, probably on the way to school.
I love
that
name, Taylor, too. That's pretty. Yeah.
Well, enjoy school today and make sure everybody in class...
Knows.
And gives you a birthday present, yeah. All right. Each and every day at this time.
It is Birthday Buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't think I'm going to make it to 99 years old, but if I do, I want to go bowling.
If I go there and I don't have a cage to hang on or something, I can't throw the ball. It goes in the ditch every time.
Yeah, so, Karina, not only is this lady a bowler at 99, but she's a coach in the league.
But she's probably better than me.
And me too. We would make a bad bowling team.
We need the bumpers.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
We all like some good news. How about a 99-year-old woman who not only goes bowling weekly, but she's the coach.
My coach and everything. So she, lots of times she tells me just calm down, take my time.
Well, they think it's funny, but I still can do it, so I like to do it.
Is good news. When you're 99 years old, Karina, that's really good news.
Yeah, like I said, props to her because she's got to be way better than I am. I can barely get over 100, so.
Me too. How about the dog bakery?
I know. Dog bakery is offering treats for pups and skills for people with disabilities. That's kind of cool.
You have dough. You have to cut it, get it on a tray. The trays are the same size. The same number of bones go on a tray every day. And so that consistency blends well with their talents. The challenges that they face are the sustainability in a job. And very often they don't have that personal attention. Very often they'll lose their job. We just wanted a really good environment, and we want to establish something that can be replicated.
Waggies by Maggie?
Maggie's and Friends. That's such a cool name. Oh. I really wish more establishments kind of focused in on that.
That's real good news. Not local, but it's good news.
Take it where you can get it.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Speaking of local, those students at the Milton High School are better prepared for the workforce thanks to a new program there. It's called CTE.
Honestly, it means a lot. It's incredible to be able to interact with them and to learn a ton of stuff, because then it gets you ready for the future. It helps you figure out, yes, this is what I want to do. Or you came into it thinking it was what you want to do, and you realize, that's not for me. I need to find something else.
That's a sophomore at the program at Milton High School. Her name is Jalea Lynn. Learn more about this on the WKOK page, or better yet, go to miltonk12.pa.us. If your local group has any of it, man, that we like to call...
good news.
Send it to Mark, and Mark will send it to us.
Yes.
And we'll make sure everybody hears it.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Good news yesterday from Punxsutawney Phil? No.
No. Well, unless you're just obsessed with winter, which I doubt most people are.
Do we really put a lot of weight into his prognosticating or no?
Well, I mean, not to... Ash Weatherman, but they did make that joke that he's a hairy weatherman, which means he doesn't have to be accurate, so.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
All right, so Groundhog Day is over. Let's just say goodbye to it.
He's the most trusted groundhog in the world, and now he has his own daytime advice show.
Hi, everybody.
He's Dr. Phil.
Dr. Punxsutawney Phil.
The reason why you have commitment issues is you're a cheating skank.
Tune in for real relationship advice.
Heck, you'll probably be to the next Tom, Dick, or Harry by the time winter's over, and that's with the 6 extra weeks.
Oh!
Advice about addiction.
Well, you'd have a better life if you weren't in a pot-smoking, coke-sniffing, heroin-shooting, meth-doing haze.
Dr. Punxsutawney Phil. Real groundhog advice for real people.
And don't forget to check out my groundhog wife, Robin's podcast.
Of course. Yeah, there you go. Not going to watch that show. I have no interest in it. I do like the guy that posted on Facebook yesterday that Phil needs to go. We need to use that Pennsylvania lottery groundhog.
I forget the name I saw on Facebook. It was a woman groundhog, and it says it was Phil's ex-wife, and she left him because he's a compulsive liar.
Yes, and she had the rollers in her hair. Love that one, too. I posted the picture of the groundhog saying, send bacon, or you get 6 more weeks of winter, and I posted up that it was probably the Russians sending us that to divide Central PA on who wanted winter and who
and
didn't.
Here we go.
People liked it, though. They kind of, only one dude got the joke, and Milltown Mel passed away shortly before Groundhog Day, so New Jersey has no winter and no spring.
Awkwardly morbid.
Uh-huh, and I haven't been able to find anything, perhaps you can, on the Staten Island Zoo, Chuck.
Well, I think we need to go 6 weeks from yesterday and then make a reminder in our phones and see if he's actually correct.
Nobody does that. No, that's a great idea, though. Nobody does it with weather.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, speaking of that, the weather's on the way. So we'll see if we actually get that snow tonight that we're supposed to get.
Could be 2,000.
Yeah. Why don't we say that every snowstorm? Accumulation of 1 to 87 inches of snow.
It's called padding.
On the way, we'll mic up downtown Lewisburg coming up in just a bit.
With Morgan in the Morning.
So step on up to the mic as we do Morgan in the Morning mic'd up with Lewisburg.
Yes. Ice Festival. Yes.
Digital HD. You're You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, it's time to go mic'd up. We love doing this when we bring the community into the studio to talk about events or fundraisers, what have you. We've got so much going on this weekend, and it all seems to be happening in Lewisburg, Karina.
We brought the whole community in the studio.
We're excited about the Chocolate Festival because we're sweetening our spirits in these troubled times, and we're excited about the Ice Festival as well. Mm-hmm. We're excited about the Polar Plunge. We're excited about the Frosty 5K. We're excited about all of it, and we'll be there like all day Saturday. But first, we welcome into the studio Pen Garvin. She's been a board member of the Donald Heater Center since day one.
I've been involved with the community center. I was actually the first director of the community center, and now I'm on the board. So you can see I'm very committed to the community center. We've been around for a long time, since 1993. We are in downtown Lewisburg. We serve children. And right now, we are having our annual chocolate festival. There are three different things you can do. And this is a good time for everybody in the community to come out because we're all tired of being home, stuck home, and really wanting to do something fun for a while.
Okay.
The pizza kits are really fun. It's something you can do with the whole family. And today at midnight, Thursday night at midnight, is the cutoff date. So you should go on to chalkfest2022.givesmart.com and get your treats, and you can have a fun activity for the family to do. And if you don't want to do it now, keep it and use it for the football games.
All right, sounds good. Earlier this week, Triad Tuesday, Karina enjoyed the chocolates.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed the last of it last night.
Now, two locations to be part of.
This is a tour that you can do with the family in downtown Lewisburg to get some chocolates. And you go online once again to chalkfest2022.givesmart.com, and you can get your tickets for during the day to have a tour. There are two different places you can pick up wonderful chocolate treats and share them with the family. It's another way of getting out during the day and seeing the Ice Festival at the same time.
Penn, thank you for coming in. You're marvelous.
Thank you very much, and thanks to the community, and thank you all for getting the word out to everybody about our activities.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. That's the Donald Heater Center. So much for kids in our community. Lynn Ragusa, now, she's on the show all the time, but you're hanging there with Karina. You got to meet Karina this morning.
Yes, first time.
So, Ice Festival? So
the ice is going to start going out Friday morning. No matter what the weather is, it's going out Friday morning. And we'll start carving our first ice sculpture sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. It's going to be a large throne that you can come out and sit on and get your picture taken on. And we're going to have that starting Friday around 10 a.m. in front of Huffnagel Park on the sidewalk in front. And then we're also going to have the Bucknell Bison carved in front of the post office. And we're also going to have a wishing well sponsored by Wise Markets carved over near Sweet Frog. That's, you know, you can throw your money into the wishing well, and those donations go to the American Heart Association.
Oh, wow, because it is Heart Month. Very good.
Exactly.
And we have teamed up with Evangelical Community Hospital as well all month long with our Rocking Red. You're back in the area now. Mm-hmm. You haven't been to an ice festival in 20 years.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of those in Florida. I'm just excited to see these sculptures. I'm amazed by how they can do this. Like, I don't know how you take a block of ice and just go, I got one shot to make this thing, and they just do it effortlessly.
It is amazing to watch. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure this year we have carving on Saturday as well, so that the kids, so they can come out Saturday morning and watch this fabulous dragon being carved down by the Green Space Center, the old high school, where there'll be children's activities as well. So starting 10 o'clock, I think they're going to start the carving. 10:30, the activities are going to start. And then we'll have another carve down at 2nd and Market Street.
What a great idea to do it across 2 days now.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Now, Lynn, how long does it take, like, the average sculpture to be done?
It depends on the size of the sculpture, but it can take 2 hours or so.
That's it?
Yeah, a few hours, yeah.
Karina, you want to go shopping too? This is a great chance to visit.
I want to go shopping?
Yeah. So, Lynn, it's a great chance to shop.
It's a great opportunity to go shopping. We have our downtown shopping pass. It's 15% off one item.
Right. I now reside in Lewisburg too, so this is all so convenient.
She moves from Florida. Where does she get a place to live? Lewisburg. So
well, I'm the same. I moved from Florida to Lewisburg as well. There where else go. Would you want to be?
Exactly.
There you go. So it's going to be fun the entire day. The Frosty 5K kicks it off. And then this is Saturday, of course, we're talking. And then the Polar Bear Plunge is 2 o'clock. Our very own Sam Tyler. Lynn, thank you so much for coming in because this is a great day that nobody wants to miss, right?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm glad I could come in.
Will we be jumping in?
What, will I be jumping? No.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV still to come. Seth Meyers talks about a little technical glitch with those electric Tesla cars.
Oopsie.
Yeah, and also on the way, Tom's top list. And that has to do with the Olympics. We need to talk about
the Olympics. We do. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Tesla has issued a recall for more than 50,000 vehicles to disable a feature which prevents them from rolling through stop signs without coming to a full halt. Or as Tesla calls it, Mercedes mode.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, because this is cool stuff on the Olympics. Right?
What was that thing about not talking about sports anymore?
I know, but the Olympics are so much more than sports. It's big money. Here's something you probably didn't know. The budget for the Winter Olympics, $3.9 billion. That's a lot of money, but it's actually down.
223 athletes in the U.S. team, which is a Winter Olympics record.
It's been 14 years since China has hosted the Olympics. The 08 Olympics were there as well. And so now they've had a summer and a winter gig.
Games will take place over 25 venues in Beijing, and I can't pronounce that other.
Don't worry about it. Five venues will be reused from the 08 Summer Games. That's cool.
Yeah, and the mascot is Big Dwen Dwen, the panda.
Bing? Dwen Dwen?
Dwen Dwen.
The panda.
Yep.
Okay. 2,900 athletes are expected in the games in total, which start tomorrow. Sort of. I still think we're dissing the women's hockey team. They play today.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Sam Tyler's in the studio with Tom and Karina. And
good morning.
Hi. You got to be pumped on this.
I'm so excited. I almost didn't sleep last night.
Is this better than Christmas?
Yeah, I was so excited. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
We have a new contest, and it's centered around Sam Tyler because your girl is coming to the area.
Billie Eilish, baby.
All right, explain it. We're going to get happy in Happy Valley. Is that it?
Yep. So we want somebody to be happier than ever in Happy Valley with me and Billy. So we're going to go to Bryce Jordan Center. Susquehanna Valley Limousine is actually going to pick us up, take us to the concert, bring us home. So transportation is totally taken care of. And Beyond Brows is the mastermind behind all of this. So my girl Marlena Lanker over in Lewisburg, I don't know if anybody will remember, but I did a behind the scenes where I got my eyebrows microbladed. Well, I'm going for my touch-up the day of the concert, so we figured, let's get me ready to go to Billy. Let's turn it into like a Beyond Brows, Billie Eilish, happier than ever, fun fest.
So you and this winner are doing it up big, going in style.
It's going to be super fun. There's going to be something you got to listen for, and then you're going to dial 1-800-326-94KX.
Oh, something like this?
This is 94KX.
Yep.
My name is Billie Eilish.
The artist is requiring all attendees of this event to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or to have received a negative diagnostic COVID-19 test within 48 hours prior to entering the venue.
Okay, so how many callers should we take?
I think 9, 4, and 1.
Good luck!
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We've got the callers stacking up.
My name is Billie Eilish.
Sam, you excited?
Too excited.
Too excited?
She can't contain herself.
I've had my outfit picked out for this for like 2 weeks. I'm not even kidding.
It's the first day of school. What am I going to wear?
Exactly. That's right.
The phones are blowing up. We have callers 1 and caller 4 already.
Caller 1 was Krista Kiefer from Dornsife. And color four, or color one, I should have. And then color four was Donna Hornberger from Mifflinburg.
All right, so that means we need one more.
Yeah.
And I think that's nine blinking right there.
K4KX, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Lori Walters.
You got any plans coming up that you, like, wanted to see a concert or anything?
Absolutely.
You're a Billie Eilish fan? All right. You're qualified.
Awesome.
There you go. But we had so much to do today that Sam Tyler is actually our parting shot today.
Yes.
So, Sam, give us your real feelings about this Billie Eilish concert coming to State College.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to cry.
You're that excited.
I'm that excited. I'm going to be in tears when I see her.
You're that excited.
I'm that excited.
You're that emotional.
Yeah.
We're going to need video of that.
Wow.
Video proof.
A little tear.
Yes.
I felt the same way in 1964 when the Beatles were coming.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.